Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Perek Shmini in the end of Halacha Daled, which is the end of the 8th Perek of the Masechta. So we're starting at Daf Yomi Muda a few lines down. The Gemara tells us, Shor Bar Min Behemo. Shor Bar translated as the bison, it's a non-domestic ox. And the Mishnah brought a Machlekes, is it considered to be a Behemo or a Chayo? So the Gemara explains the Machlekes. Rabbanan Amrin, the shor bar, this non-domestic ox, used to be a regular ox. It ran away to the wild and became shor bar, but originally it's a regular shor, and that's why it's considered to be a behemoth. That's the shita of Rabbanah. He says, no, it was never domestic, and it really belongs out there in the wild. So the Gemara, shorim shor bar, einam kilayim. So Chaim explains, this is a diuk from the beginning of the Masechta. Again, the Masechta had a whole list of animals you cannot mate together. We did not mention over there shor or shor bar. The loy Rabbi Yosi, that Mishnah is like Rabbi Yosi, because according to Rabbi Yosi, this is kilayim. The Rabbi Yosi are my kilayim. Continues the Gemara, ve'elin the mitargaminen. Those that translate the pasuk. The pasuk in Pashas re'ei that says ta'oy v'zemer, and they translate it to be v'toy ribar v'ramonim. So that, and that's part of the list of chayas in the Torah. Kerabiyasi, that goes like Kerabiyasi. Rabbi Bishop Shmuel, avaz im avaz midbar, a goose with a desert goose, kilayin zebezeh, they're considered to be two different birds, it's kilayin. Avaz im avazayam, what about a goose and a sea goose? Tani Rabbi Yudan and Pazi, the bar daliot. Rabbi Yudan and Pazi had a brisa of bar daliot, the loyadin in maitana, we don't know what the brisa says. Meaning we don't know, we don't remember. What did he say? Is it a problem of kilayin or not? Says the Gemara, let's say a svar, kavachomer. Umay b'shosh shtim b'yabosh at omar. So when you have a goose and you have the desert goose, you said they're kilayin, the two different types. B'shosh echad b'yabosh v'echad b'yam. If one of them is on the land and one is in the sea, lo koshikin, obviously it's going to be kilayin. The Mishnah concluded, v'odom muter in kulum lachosh v'lim shoich. Odom can is allowed to carry a load and to plow with an animal. You're not allowed to put an ox and a donkey together. You can't do an ox and a donkey. But that's only a shor and a chamor, only an ox and a donkey. But a shor with an odom or a chamor with an odom, that's fine. And that's a conclusion, learning from the pasuk that an odom can do things with animals. There's no isser of kilayim. Hadron loch kilei akerem, that's the end of the 8th parak. Starting now the 9th parak. The Mishnah now is speaking about kilei bgodim, putting together in clothes kilayim. What's the kilayim the Torah speaks about? Tzemu fishtim, as we'll see right away in the Mishnah, which means wool and linen is a issue of kilayim. So says the Mishnah, in osur shu kilayim ela tzemu fishtim. Kilayim, the only issue with kilayim is only going to be wool and linen. No other material is a problem. Ve'inu mitame b'negoyim ela tzemu fishtim. The tumah of negoyim that we have in clothes, the Torah said the clothes can have tumo of tzaras, it only applies to wool and linen. In Koyanim loyshim l'shash b'migdosh el atzem u'pishtim. Koyanim b'is ha'migdosh, the clothing that they wear is made out of wool and made out of linen, not made of any other material. Tzemer gumolim, wool coming from a camel, not from a sheep, when daf ayinam would base. V'tzemer richelim, and wool coming from a sheep, which is regular wool. Shatar from zev zev, he mixed them together. If the majority of the wool is the camel wool, so then there's no issue of kilayim over there. Because the camel wool doesn't have an issue of kilayim. It's only going to be a wool coming from a sheep. And if the majority is camel, it's potel b'roiv of the sheep, and then you can put it together with linen. But if the majority is from the sheep, also, then it's also. Mechtzel mechtzel also. If it's half and half, it's also also. V'chen ha-kanvos v'ha-pishton sh'torfo z'v'zeh. Kanvos is hemp. And if it's mixed up with linen, even though it's very similar, if the majority is kanvos, there's no issue of kilayim. Continues the Mishnah, ha-shirayim v'ha-koloch ein ben mishum kilayim. The Gemara is going to explain a little bit more what material it is, but it's a different type of silk, and that's not the issue of the kilayim that the Torah speaks about. Ha-va-asurim primary sign, but because it looks like silk, it's also to use because it looks, there's a problem, our sign, that people may think you have kilayim over here. Hakorim v'aksosos, talk about pillows and mattresses, ain't be mishum kilayim, there's no issue of kilayim. because the problem is only to wear kilayim, not to have it beneath you. As long as his body is not touching it, so not enjoying directly the kilayim, so there's no issue. And the Gemara is going to speak about it a little bit more. Ain arai lekilayim. There's no such thing of having a very temporary short amount of time to wear kilayim. In Allah wear kilayim even for a short amount of time, even in derech arai. Lo yilbash kilayim al gabei asara afilu lignoi v'sameches. To wear kilayim, you're not allowed to wear, even if he has 10 clothes and he puts this one on top of it as another clothing, then you cannot wear this as kilayim, even though he's not enjoying it. And even if the purpose is not to wear, the reason why he's putting the outer clothing is to steal the taxes, meaning to avoid paying taxes by going and wearing clothing. That's something which is still usur, meaning a person is not allowed to have kilayim on him, even if he's not enjoying it, even the purpose is not for wearing. Says the Gemara in Asur Mishum Kilayim, the issue of Kilayim is only wool and linen. Ksiv loisil ba shatnes tzemer upishtiv yochtav. You're not allowed to wear shatnes, wool, and linen together. Hayiti oimer in Asur elom milvoish. I would think the only issue is to wear it. Talmud loimer lo ya'ale alecho. You can't put it on you even if you're not wearing it. Lo ya'ale alecho, hayiti oimer lo yafshir sakupa lachorv. If it's not to be on top of you, so maybe you can't even carry it in a way that you're not enjoying it in any way, just carrying it behind you. Don't wear. Wearing is something that makes the body enjoy. So anything else that's usur is only if the body enjoys it. So if so, just wear malbush, just wear clothing. Why does it say don't put it on top of you? We have nicho bar sabo, and Reb Chaim's gear says, Reb Yoino b'shem Zeiro, shimaya begad godol miktsosoy, b'yesh bo kilayim, umunach baritz. If you have very long and large clothing, and there's two parts of the clothing. One part has kilayim. That he's not putting on him. It's on the ground. Umiktsosoy enboy, and the other part does not have kilayim. And he wants to put that part, which has no kilayim in it, on him. Lo yichasaboy mitzad hashein, she now wear it. If you have one piece of clothing, the part of it has kilayim, even though he's not using that part, he cannot use the part that has no kilayim. That's why the Torah says, lo yala alecho, don't have on you anything kilayim, even though the part you're wearing is not kilayim itself. Continues the Gemara and says, hayiti oimer afilu pishton shel yam afilu kanvas. I would think that even linen coming from the sea, or hemp, tomud lo yimer tzerem pishtim, wool and linen, says the Gemara that find vovam dalif. Matzemesh ein lo shem levai. Wool has no other name to it. It's called wool. Avkoldomesh ein lo shem levai. It needs to be something that doesn't have an extra name. Minayin she ein lo shem levai. How do we know that wool has no other name? Omer b'shu b'levi. Look at the pasuk. Ksiv u'meisha melech moyav. The meisha, the king of moyav, haya noiket. He was noiket. Oh, noiket says the Gemara. Roy, he was a shepherd. Ve'eishiv lemelech Yisrael. He sent to the king of Am Yisrael 100,000 karim, 100,000 karim. Umelim elef elim tzemer, and 100,000 rams, and then it says wool. You learn from here, elecha kori tzemer, let tzemer elim bilvad. The only thing that's called wool is only rams, meaning only sheep. They have the din of tzemer, not any other animal. Reb Chaim explains the reason is because it should have said elef tzemer elim, wool coming from elim. It says elef elim tzemer. It means that the tzemer belongs specifically to the elim, doesn't belong to anything else. So when you have tzemer, you have wool, wool means coming from elim, and there's no other shem levi, another extra name to use to describe what wool is. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim, Daf Ayin Hei.